Good morning. I'm Lois Toyama, the current president of the Honpa Honganji Mission of Hawaii, Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations. This morning, I'd like to talk to you about the role that women have played and continue to play in the founding and development of Jodo Shinshu Buddhism. The founder of our Shin Buddhist tradition is Shinran Shonin. You can see his statue outside most Honganji temples. Not as well known, but also important in the founding of our tradition, is Eshini, the wife of Shinran. In his book, Buddhism of the Heart, Dr. Jeff Wilson states that, quote, Shin only exists because of the efforts of women, end quote. That is a very bold statement. He describes Eshini as the co-founder of Jodo Shinshu, along with Shinran. Dr. Wilson cites Eshini's partnership with Shinran during his exile, and the example they set by marrying and raising a family, demonstrating that lay people could lead an authentic religious life. Dr. Wilson goes on to assert that the founder of the Honganji is actually Kakushini, the daughter of Shinran and Eshini. In letters, Eshini described to Kakushini a memorial that she wants built to honor Shinran. She wants it to be made of stone, 7 feet tall, with 5 tiers. She fears that she will not live to complete the monument, so asks her children to complete it if she is not able to. 10 years after the death of Shinran, Kakushini established a grave chapel to honor him. The chapel had a statue of Shinran on the altar, and his ashes were held there. The site became a pilgrimage spot for followers to come pay their respects. The land where this chapel was built belonged to Kakushini's husband. When he died, he left the land to her, with instructions to leave it to one of their sons when she died. Instead, she placed it in the name of Shinran's followers and designated her descendants as caretakers of the temple. This evolved into the hereditary position of head priest. By building the chapel and leaving it in the care of her descendants, Kakushini was a main force in establishing the Honganji. Each year during the month of April, Eshini and Kakushini are honored at Honganji temples throughout the state on Eshini Day. Temples are often decorated with magnolia, a flower special to Eshini, and members of the Buddhist Women's Association give the Dharma talk. Often these services are followed by festive luncheons and displays. This past April marked the 750th memorial of Eshini's passing, and very formal services were held in her honor at Honzan, our mother temple in Kyoto. Bishop Matsumoto and I were privileged to attend these services as representatives of the Hawaii Federation of BWA. We joined BWA representatives from around the world to participate in services, meetings, and celebrations to honor this woman who is so important in Jodo Shinshu. At the World Federation BWA meeting, which was held in conjunction with the Eshini 750th memorial services this past April, representatives voted on a resolution to honor Eshini and her daughter Kakushini. An Eshini Kakushini Endowed Chair will be established at the Institute of Buddhist Studies in Berkeley. There will be a worldwide campaign to raise a $3 million endowment. The interest from this endowment will be used to hire a professor at the Institute for Buddhist Studies. This position will honor the impact which Eshini and Kakushini had on the establishment of the Honganji and will train future ministers who will promote the vision and passion of these two women. A donation of $300, which is 30 people giving $10 each from every temple around the world, will make this dream a reality. BWA members in Hawaii will be leading the fundraising effort at your temples. We hope that everyone will join in this opportunity to honor Eshini-sama and her daughter, Kakushini, during this year of Eshini's 750th memorial, and to spread the Dharma for future generations. Amid the struggles of daily life, women have continued to play a strong role in the development of the Honganji. Lady Takeko Kujo, born in 1887, was the daughter of the 21st Gobonshu of Nishi Honganji. At this time, women were considered inferior to men, but Lady Kujo was engaged in missionary work and spoke at temple gatherings. With her sister-in-law, Lady Kazuko Otani, Lady Takeko Kujo established ladies' clubs, which eventually developed into the Fujinkai, now the Buddhist Women's Association. Lady Kujo was well known for her charitable work in the slums of Tokyo. During the Kanto earthquake of 1923, Fujinkai members from throughout Japan donated food and clothing, and Lady Kujo and her helpers distributed them to those affected by disaster. At about the same time, closer to home, the Japanese immigrants to Hawaii were facing harsh conditions in the coffee fields and sugar and pineapple plantations. In the face of hardship and tragedy, the women of the Honganji have worked hard to deal with the tribulations of daily life while spreading the Nembutsu. All of us face hardship in our lives. Eshimi's life was more difficult than I can imagine. Every day she faced issues of survival, yet her passion to build a memorial to her husband Shinran changed the course of Jodo Shinshu. Takeko Kujo rallied women to form the Buddhist Women's Association at a time when women did not have power in society, and in the process she left a legacy which continues to this day. The Issei women in Hawaii faced struggles and hardships in the fields, yet found time to listen to and share the Nembutsu teachings. Each of them did this while also tending to the responsibilities of home, career, family, and community. The Hawaii Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations this year has the theme, Dharma-Centered Leadership in Action. Following in the footsteps of Eshimi, Kakushini, Lady Takeko Kujo, and countless women who have followed the Nembutsu path, our members are making an impact in their communities. Reverend Taitetsu Uno, a renowned Buddhist scholar, has said that both Lady Eshimi and Kakushini are the mothers of our Honganji temples. He says, quote, Buddhism won't survive unless women of the temples spread their arms open to others because women feel from the ground up. Women are the basic form in which Buddhism will grow. Women are more connected to life, to earth, to people. Women are nurturers by their very nature. We need to make Buddhism available to the wider public. End quote. The Buddhist Women's Association is always welcoming new members. Hilo Honganji BWA recently had a membership meeting with information, games, refreshments, and fellowship that motivated 21 new members to join their group. Oahu United sponsored a workshop on plant-based diets to encourage healthy living. In Na'alehu, BWA members do food demonstrations for the community. Last year, both Honolulu United and Maui United BWA groups held workshops with Muslim women to learn more about their religion and culture, and in the process, discovered how much we have in common. The Buddhist Women's Associations across the state offer opportunities for leadership, creativity, fellowship, and community. In addition to providing services to their temples, Buddhist Women's Association members quietly serve their communities in the spirit of Dana, or selfless giving. Project Dana provides free services to the elderly through the efforts of volunteers from around the state, many of them BWA members. Every year, Big Island BWA members raise funds for and staff the Big Island AIDS March, and Maui United works with the AIDS Foundation there. On Oahu and the Big Island, BWA members provide food for blood bank canteens and organize donation sites. Honolulu United members sponsored a workshop entitled Embrace the Earth with Aloha, learning new ways to live sustainably and protect our environment. On the Hamakua Coast, look for BWA members keeping the highway clean as part of the Adopt the Highway program. Members of the BWA on Kauai participate in the American Cancer Society's Relay for Life, helping to raise funds for their community, and also in the Lonesome Graves Project. In Honolulu, BWA members volunteer for Family Promise, an organization that houses, feeds, and provides social services for the homeless. In Hilo, they work with other faith-based groups to provide dinners for the homeless. For the past 5 years, the Federation of Buddhist Women's Associations has hosted a marching unit in the Martin Luther King Jr. Parade. Temple members, Pacific Buddhist Academy students, and Junior Young Buddhist Association members join us in this expression of support for civil rights. As women of the temple make Buddhism available to the wider public through their many acts of compassion and participation in the community, we open our arms to you and invite you to join this vibrant organization.